The Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, is a federal program that provides health insurance to kids and families that aren't eligible for Medicaid but still can't afford private health insurance. CHIP enjoys rare bipartisan support on Capitol Hill, but Congress has not yet renewed funding for the program after its expiration in September. To find out how CHIP works and what the loss of CHIP funding means for families in Hawaii, conversation producer Ryan Finnerty called Judy Moore Peterson. She oversees the local CHIP program at the Hawaii Department of Human Services.
The CHIP program, or the Children's Health Insurance Program, is, as its name implies, health insurance for kids. It's different than the current Medicaid program because it is health insurance that for families who make too much money for the traditional Medicaid program, which is a very, very low income sort of threshold, but they also cannot afford insurance on their own. So that's in general what the program is.
And what is that income threshold to be eligible for Medicaid?
Today, for an adult, for a family, it's about 138% of the federal poverty level, and the CHIP program goes all the way up to 308% of the federal poverty level. To put that into perspective, a family of four that was at the 138% of the family of the federal poverty level, they're making about $39,000 a year, and a family that's a family of four. At the 308% of the federal poverty level, are making about $87,000 a year. So you can see there's a big difference there.
So that 138% is a nationwide number. It's not adjusted for cost of living or incomes in a given state or municipal area.
Well, the federal poverty level standards, they are national standards. It just so happens that both Hawaii and Alaska, we get our own federal poverty level standards, but yes, in general, it doesn't matter. It is that standard across the country. When it comes to the CHIP program, states have the option of providing coverage at different federal poverty levels, and so our state has chosen to cover CHIP up to 308% of the federal poverty level.
Okay, and so for families that are eligible for this program here in Hawaii, it's just the kids, right? It's not the parents that are eligible for CHIP specifically?
That's correct. This is a children's health insurance program, so it does provide health insurance coverage for the children. The states can operate the CHIP program differently, so you can operate it as a separate program, or you can run it as actually part or an extension of the Medicaid program. Here in Hawaii, one of the reasons that you may not have actually ever heard of it before is because we don't run the program as a separate program. We actually run the program as part of our Medicaid program.
So when it comes to funding, since Hawaii has one consolidated program, do we still receive separate sources of funds from Washington?
Yes. Like the Medicaid program, the CHIP program is partially funded by the federal government and it's partially funded by the state. However, the amount for every $100, for example, is very, very different between those two, what we call a federal match rates. So, for example, or to put it into perspective, with our Medicaid match, for every $100 that we spend in the Medicaid program, the federal reimbursement is $54.78, whereas on the CHIP program, for every $100 that we spend, $91.35 are being paid for by the federal government, and just that remaining $8 or so is being covered by the state. So you can see there's a really, really big difference there.
Okay, and Medicaid and Medicare funding is written into law, so that funding's not in jeopardy. But CHIP, as I understand it, is not, and Congress has neglected to renew funding for CHIP, and it's since expired. And some states around the country, Colorado and Virginia, have even begun sending out letters to notify families that their coverage is going to expire. How has the lack of renewed funding in Washington affected the program here in Hawaii?
Right. That is exactly right. So far, the federal government, Congress, has not reauthorized the CHIP program. It does run differently than the Medicaid and Medicare programs, and so it does need to get reauthorized. And the authorization actually ran out at the end of September 2017. But because it is funded a little bit different in that we're given a certain amount of money and we can spend up to that amount of money, we did have some additional funds that we could continue to draw down. So some states have already gone through all their entire CHIP allotment funds. And because they operate the program as a separate CHIP program, they are going through the process now of sending out notifications to those families. However, the good news for the families that we cover here, the CHIP kids that we cover here, because we run it as part of our Medicaid program, we will not be sending out notifications. We will not be terminating anybody's health insurance coverage. So that's the good news part. The challenge for us is that although we will continue to provide coverage, we will no longer get that higher match rate. You know, you may recall I talked about getting out of every $100, getting $91.35 for the CHIP expenditures. And we will only get the $54.78 once we run out of our CHIP allotment. So that creates a budget crunch for us. So the good news is no families, no kids are going to be losing their coverage. The challenge, of course, is that it does create a budget crunch for us.
Okay, so because of the joint program that you're running here in this state, the loss of CHIP funding federally is not such a big deal, but there is still going to be a shortfall. Would that have to be made up locally at the state level, or is there another source of federal money that could be used to make that up?
We will have to make up that shortfall, it's not an insignificant amount that we have to think about. Our estimations are that we have about enough of our CHIP allotment dollars to last us until into February. So we still have some additional time. We've done some estimates of what we think the shortfall would be, and it's in the multi-million dollars that we're estimating there would be a shortfall should there still not be any reauthorization of CHIP. And if that's the case, then, of course, we will work with the governor's office and the legislature on ways that we would be able to come up with that additional funding. There's no other than the Medicaid match, which we've already talked about, we have to look at state funds then to make up that difference.
So we're getting ready for the 2018 legislative session here in Hawaii. Have you or your office started engaging with legislators to explore potential solutions to this funding shortfall should the situation not resolve itself in Congress?
What we've done is we've informed them that there would be a shortfall should it not get reauthorized. Well, there's a huge political, you know, question mark as to whether they will authorize it. Most people believe that eventually Congress will do the right thing and that they actually will reauthorize the CHIP program. It's been a very popular program on both sides of the aisle. So we are hopeful that it actually will get reauthorized before we were to run out of our CHIP allotment dollars. That being said, we have started to let people know that this is a concern, this is an issue, But at the very, very early stages, because, again, we don't necessarily want to create a bunch of alarm bells and then have nothing happen, but we do want to be responsible and at least start to let them know that there is that possibility.
So it sounds like, bottom line, Judy, if you're someone who's covered under one of these programs, there's no reason to lose any sleep yet.
Correct. If you are a family who's covered either by Medicaid or the CHIP program, one, you wouldn't even know that you were covered under CHIP. But if you're on MedQuest today, the lack of reauthorization of the CHIP program is not going to lead you to lose your coverage. So that's good news for the families here. But we will have to deal with a budgetary shortfall should Congress continue not to act for the next, 2.5 months now.
Judy Moore Peterson is the MedQuest Division Administrator for the Hawaii Department of Human Services. Judy, thanks for talking with us today.
All right. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
This is The Conversation on statewide member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Coming up, the challenges of life on the street for homeless youth. But first, your quiz. When you hear the words Blue Hawaii, it's very likely the first thing that comes to mind is Elvis Presley's 1961 film, or possibly the ubiquitous cocktail made of rum or vodka with curacao, pineapple juice, and coconut cream. For today's Backyard Quiz, we're sharing a different Blue Hawaii. Musicians Raphael Standell Preston and Alex Agor Cowan are a techno-ambient pop duo that formed around 2010. They released a few EPs and albums, including Blooming Summer and Untogether. Though they have yet to perform in the Aloha State, the pair has played gigs throughout Europe, Asia, and North America. For today's quiz, we're wondering if you can tell us where in the world Blue Hawaii, the musical duo, is from. Call 941-3689 or 877-941-3689 if you know the answer. First one to get it right gets our reusable tote bag that tells people you got it right.